And here with another question for Dave, I think. This one, I hope it's for Dave. Looks tricky. It's Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Tell us about you. Where are you?
I'm in New Hampshire, in America.
Oh, I think you're probably the first person from New Hampshire we've had on here, so that's really good to hear from you. Listen to the podcast.
I do.
Excellent. What would you like to know?
Yeah, I was on a business trip recently and experienced the earthquake, the 5.8 in Washington, D.C. My question is how to do earthquakes occur that are nowhere near a plate boundary?
Because, of course, Dave, Washington, D.C. is not on a plate boundary, but did have this fairly substantial shake-up.
Yeah, it's nowhere near a plate boundary. There's a variety of things, and basically anything which can apply large forces to the plates can cause earthquakes. You can get earthquakes a long way away from plate boundaries, actually still associated with them. So in India, where you're creating the Himalayas and you've got a huge amount of compression, you can still get earthquakes hundreds of miles away from that plate boundary just because the compression and the crushing there is so immense. You still get great big earthquakes a long way away from the edge. You can also get earthquakes when people build big reservoirs. So you put a load of water on the ground. That essentially loads it. So the comfortable place where the ground wants to be is a bit lower. So the only way it can move there is if it's not kind of squidgy like clay, is by cracking. And so you get small earthquakes like that. You can get earthquakes as ice melts. We're still getting earthquakes in Norway. Actually, most of the earthquakes in Britain are probably associated with all the ice melting after the last ice age. And that unloading the north end of Britain and Norway. The ground is rising slowly, actually a few centimetres a year, especially in Norway. And that eventually builds up some pressures and stresses in some places until it breaks. I think the one thing I've vaguely heard about the Washington one, though don't quote me on it, is that could also be sediment building up at the edge of the off the edge of the continent, building up on the ground that's pushing down, and eventually that could build up enough to be an earthquake.
So even though you're not near a plate boundary, you can still have an earthquake nonetheless. Thank you for the question, Sean.